Chapter 6. The Tortoise and the Hare. The hare bored all the animals of the fields with his bragging. He was the most handsome creature in all the world. He could jump higher than any other. He had amazing ears and could hear a butterfly sneeze. He was faster than any other creature alive. The animals sighed and rolled their eyes whenever the hare dropped by. But no one dared to challenge him. Finally, an old tortoise said,
"Speed is not everything. I will race you."
"You?" The hare fell over in a fit of giggles. When he finally stopped laughing, the tortoise calmly repeated his challenge. He would race the hare at dawn the next day. So, very early in the morning, all the animals gathered to watch the race. The hare had been up very late the night before, laughing and bragging about how quickly he would beat the tortoise. So he was very sleepy. Still, he didn't worry. Even half asleep, he could beat the slow tortoise. Finally, the race began, and the hare dashed off at great speed. Soon he was out of sight of the starting line. While the tortoise plodded slowly and steadily along, the other animals shook their heads sadly. This was only going to make the hare brag more than ever. The hare raced and leaped far ahead. He began to feel both hungry and sleepy. He was so far ahead, he was certain he had time to stop for a bit of breakfast. He hopped into an apple orchard and ate until his stomach was full and round. Then he lay down for a tiny nap.
"I'll be up long before that slow tortoise passes by," said the hare.
The tortoise did not stop for breakfast or lunch. He plodded along at his slow and steady pace. Eventually, he passed the apple orchard where the hare napped, but he didn't even look to the side. He simply plodded on and on. As late afternoon shadows crept over the orchard, the hare woke with a yawn and a stretch. He hopped out onto the road and raced off, certain he was still in the lead. When he crested a hill and spotted the finish line, he nearly tripped over his own feet in surprise. The tortoise was very close to the finish. The hare dashed as fast as he could, but he still crossed the line one hop too late. The tortoise had won. The old wise tortoise turned to the rabbit and said,
"Even the best may not win without effort."